I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. The hot takes are about to be spewing from four experts of Bravo viewing. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sasha Morfaw, Danny Pellegrino, Ronnie Karam, and Ben Mandelker now. What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, joined by a panel of Bravo experts whose opinions are sometimes as polarizing as Crystal's leather pants. Please welcome four of the world's leading Bravo pundits. First, it's the woman behind the Bravo Breakdown on Instagram, Sasha Morfaw. Hi, Sasha. Great to see you. And he hosts the twice. It's good to see you. He hosts the twice weekly podcast, Everything Iconic. It's Danny Pellegrino. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Andy. What a week to be here. So much is happening.
I know, you're right. That's why we have you all here. And they're the co-hosts of the Watch What Crappens podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher, Ronnie Karam and Ben Mandelker. Hey, fellas. Great to see you. This is a panel I can get behind, folks. Well, you know, last time Sasha was here, she said the housewife she would most want to bring back would be Heather Dubrow. Sasha, you spoke, and the universe listened. What was your reaction to the news of Heather's return to OC?
I'm so excited to have Fancy Pants back. I love a Shams moment. And let's bring wealth back to the OC. I'm ready.
Very good. Okay, light applause from Danny and Ben. Well, guys, tonight Erica was the most open we've seen. A lot happened on Beverly Hills tonight. You got the divorce talk, legal challenges facing her and her husband. I want to get your reactions to that. I guess, first of all, and just raise your hand. I'm so curious. What was the headline for you out of tonight's episode? What struck you as, you know, the thing that you were like, wow, now this is interesting. Danny.
You know, I'm paying most attention to how sane and how with it Tom was throughout this whole thing, because there's reports that he had dementia. And then we're also seeing people say he was sharp as a tack. There was a deleted scene that was released last week where Mauricio said he was sharp as a tack. So that's what I'm most paying attention to.
Okay. Sasha, where are you in all this?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of soap opera acting on Erica's end, and I'm not buying the whole poor me now. He was so dismissive. Like, yes, we get it. You knew this was a Tom you married. So I have a hard time feeling bad for her.
And Watch What Crappens, boys. Where are we at?
I am not buying this Bravo bridge that you are trying to sell me, ma'am, Erica, okay? You guys, I bought a lot of bridges from Bravo. I love Bridges by Bravo, but I'm not buying Erica for one second. But I am loving watching it. I think it's really great acting. It's really great drama, but no soliciting, not buying it.
Wow, Ben, where are you at?
I mean, you know what? I support her leaving a lot of, there was a whole question about was it a sham or not? Listen, it seems, you know, she married for money and the money is running out and this guy's being a dick to her. So why not just like get out of there and go to a cool little place in Hancock Park? The Shoe Palace.
Reaction, reaction to the wives' support of Erica. How are you feeling about that, Danny?
It's frustrating to see how supportive they are when last season with the Denise stuff, they were driving it so hard, whether or not she slept with Brandi Glanville. And now this season, it feels like they're all sort of just like tiptoeing around, which I get it's her friend and maybe they don't want to be involved in the lawsuit stuff, but it's frustrating.
Interesting. Anyway, the Watch What Crappens guys agree and so do Sasha. Yes, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just seems to me like the cast held Lisa Vanderpump to a much higher standard about whether or not she leaked a story about a dog to Radar Online. And this is like, I think there's a lot more scrutiny to be held here.
Interesting. Well, this is going to be a conversation that we will continue to have. And tonight, Kathy Hilton proclaimed that life is a game of poker. And in that spirit, it's time for all my guests to show their cards. Guys, I'm about to deal you in for a round of Bravo, Bravo, effing Bravo. Talking Potomac, Sasha, who throws better shade against the other, Karen or Giselle?
Oh, definitely Karen. Karen can drag Giselle in her sleep, and she's really the only one that can put Giselle in her place. So,
Danny, you agree with that?
Oh, totally. I love the Grand Dame. My favorite.
Ronnie and Ben, are Crystal's leather pants ugly?
Crystal's so rich that I'm too poor to even judge her pants, okay?
That is- Ben!
I don't know. I mean, this is coming from Sutton, who wore like a pipe cleaner as a bow the other week. So I don't know.
Sasha, I need a female perspective.
You know, it's really the pleating in the front that I don't like. But Crystal's so stunning. She's so tall. She really can pull off anything. So I'm not mad at it.
Okay, Sasha, Ronnie, Ben, whose side are you on in their political disconnect? Ebony or Ramona? Sasha.
Oh, definitely Ebony. And it's not even about politics. She just wants to make sure that they're aligned on basic human rights. And Ramona just shuts it down because of her white fragility. So Ebony all the way.
Ben and Ronnie, you guys agree with that?
I mean, it's...
Ramona is as fragile as a dollar store condom. Okay. I say I am with Ebony. That is the definition of fragility, Ramona.
Danny, what are you enjoying most about what Kathy Hilton is bringing this season?
Oh, everything. I hear, who is Hunky Dory in my sleep? I love her. I love when she howled at the moon. I could watch her for hours.
Sasha, reaction to the new girl, Mia, on Potomac.
Oh, I'm loving her. I love anyone that can be open about their plastic surgery, how old her man is. She is free-spirited, and I'm here for her. She's our wild card. I love it.
Ronnie and Ben, which Bershawn insult should Sonia be more offended by, clown or grandma?
I think grandma. I mean, if you spend all that money trying to make yourself look young and someone calls you grandma, that could be very difficult to take.
Sasha, yeah. Will Mike keep his duel in his pants, or is his relationship with Paulina doomed?
He will never keep his duel in his pants. He is not capable of monogamy, and he will cheat on Paulina and the one after her and the next and the next and the next.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much. Danny, I know that you're loving Family Karma this season, too. I mean, that was some episode last week, right?
I tell you, I feel like I cry every week between the engagement, between the coming out. I mean, I think it's a beautiful show. And if anyone's not watching Family Karma, I think they're missing out on, like, the best show on Bravo right now. It's so good.
Well, Danny is the judge and jury of everything iconic on Bravo, so I'm eager to know what he's been eating up with a spoon like it's Harry Hamlin's pasta. Let's find out with iconic or iconic. Danny, let me know which of the following items have reached icon status. La Dame fragrance.
Yeah, anything to do with Karen Huger, the Grand Dame, is iconic to me. I love her.
Okay, what about the bunny?
The bunny. I'm sort of tired with the bunny. I feel like we've leaned into the bunny on the network a little too far, in my opinion.
Brandy's crutches.
Oh, you know what? I'd like to see those make their way into the clubhouse and take the bunny spot.
Oh, wow.
I think it's time. I think it's time.
Kristen Doty's DVR.
Do we know what's on it? I feel like they told us what's on
Drive.
It. I'd say that's iconic.
The movie Drive.
Yeah. It's iconic, for sure.
The ravioli Leah tossed at Ramona in Newport.
That's iconic, yes, yes. I like a good food thrown across the table. It's Italian, I like it.
Bolo's glass box.
Bolo's iconic, yeah. Look at that man. Look at that man.
Thank you very much, Danny Pellegrino. You know, I'm curious. Are you guys, how are you feeling about Leah this season on New York? Watch what crappens, guys.
I feel like she's a little kid that just needs a time out. Like, be quiet. Just be quiet, okay? I think she's very moody. But generally, I like Leah, but her mood this season's a little sour. I would sit her at the child's table this season.
Ben?
Yeah, I'm kind of with that. I feel like she's giving us a lot of like 1990s teenage angst. Like everything she's like about, we're like, yeah, we already had that like 20 years ago, you know?
Well, there are no small parts in the Housewives universe, including a new breakout star in Beverly Hills named Hunky Dory. So I wanted to see where my guests stand when it comes to the supporting characters in the world of women who support other women as we play. Pick a side character. I'm going to give you pairs of Bravo side characters. Pick your faves. Okay, Sasha, Leah's boxing coach Martin or Dorinda's realtor Lori?
Oh, I love Martin. He's so empowering. And I just like it when he, you know, the women can come. He gave Sonia some advice. He gave Tinsley some advice. I love Martin.
Danny, Mama Joyce or Mama D? Ooh,
It's a Sophie's choice, but this whole game is why I love Bravo and this show so much. It's so ridiculous, and I love it, Andy. I'm going to go with Mama Joyce. I always picture her sort of covertly walking through that one office building.
Yes, with the wig, yes.
Love it.
Ben, Coco Singer or Jiggy Vanderpump? May you rest in peace.
You know what? There's been a lot of attention on Jiggy, so I'm going to give some love to Coco, who has been hanging on. I mean, we bought the Hog 5 years ago, and it's still here. So congratulations, Coco.
Ronnie, Melania Giudice or Olivia Aiden?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am going to take Olivia. She's my queen. I love her. I'm obsessed with her. She's my goal.
Sasha, Dale Mercer or Pat Altschul?
Dale.
Oh, I love a Dale moment, you know? Put the eggs away. Give her a grandchild, why don't you, Tinsley?
Let's gonna wrap it up with Danny, Bolo or Ridiculous?
Oh my God, a Sophie choice of penis right there.
Yes.
I guess Bolo, he gave us the best episode of Atlanta last
year. All right. All of you, Amanda L. wants to know if you think Bravo is using the to be continued feature too much.
Yes, yes.
A little bit,
What's the problem with it? How does it affect you badly?
It's just
I love it because it's... I disagree. I think it's great because that's how Housewives is. It never ends. These fights never end, okay?
Right.
I want to be 90 years old and know that Kyle is still mad at Camille about some dumb shit that happened in season one.
Danny's upset.
See, I would like it if it was every single episode or used sparingly. The sort of in-between space is what stresses me out.
Okay. Well, even though there's a lot of love between these Bravo talking heads, this next game might cause them to start knocking heads. Let's play 1-2, agree or disagree. I'm going to make some sweeping statements. I will count down 1-2, agree or disagree. You will each hold up your signs at the same time to see how well you match. Here we go. Number one. If Teresa and Joe had never gone to jail, they'd still be married right now. 1-2, agree or disagree? Unanimous. Teddy Mellencamp was wrongly dubbed as boring. 1-2, agree or disagree?
I am Teddy.
Wow, unanimous.
Such a shady question, too.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. I have faith. I have faith that Candy and Phaedra will make amends someday. One, two, agree or disagree?
I wish they would.
Oh, but yet you disagree.
I think they can make up.
I love it, Sasha, that you think it's in their future.
Well, maybe if
you know, I think it was a miscommunication. You know, they just need to sit down, take her to the old lady game, comp her a few drinks, and it'll all be good to go.
Okay, yeah. Number four, Ramona is correct. Bershon's eyelashes were too big for daytime wear. One, two, agree or disagree? Wow. Now this is, so Sasha, you are agreeing with Lady Singer.
I agree. I mean, I think there's a time and a place for everything. And that's the same when it comes to lashes. I save my big lashes for the nighttime. And there is a such thing as daytime lashes. So,
Thank you very much.
The singer was right. I'm sorry. The singer was right.
Number five, Karen and Ray Huger will break the Housewives on-camera vow renewal curse. One, two, agree or disagree?
If anyone could do it, I believe in her.
Yet Ben does not. Ben, speak.
The curse is bigger than any of us, okay? We cannot go against it. They're cursing themselves.
Yes. Okay, there's a higher chance of Teresa and Caroline becoming friends than there is of Bethany and Carol making up. One, two, agree or disagree? Wow. Okay, Danny, you agree with that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think Bethany and Carol, after that last reunion, will ever see eye to eye. I wish they would.
Yes. Okay, Kyle will never be on good terms with Kathy and Kim at the same time. It'll always be one or the other. One, two, agree or disagree. Now, the three men agree, and Sasha, you disagree. Why? Sasha believes in... Sasha keeps hope alive, and I appreciate it.
I do. I think that blood is thicker than water. I think that now that Kathy is on the show and they kind of have that in common, I think it can bond them and bring them together.
Okay. Very good. Number eight.
But will we ever see the three of them on the show together?
I believe, from what I remember... that Kim is coming up. I think that Kim is coming up.
Chicken salad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna confirm that during the commercial
break. That
should
be the name of a spin-off. Kim is coming up.
Number eight, Ramona's dog Coco will outlive us all. One, two, agree or disagree? Yes, she will.
Little bitches like Cher.
Number nine, Teresa and Jackie's truce will not last. One, two, agree or disagree? Okay, everybody agrees.
It better not last.
Right?
Number 10.
Do your job.
I believe Bethany Frankel will someday return to Roni. One, two, agree or disagree?
Oh, God. I hope she doesn't.
Oh! Now, hold on. The lady who keeps hope alive hopes she doesn't. So, Sasha, talk to me that.
So, the reason why I say no is because Bethany has the most ginormous ego, and I can't imagine her coming back after all the crap she's talked about the show. She thinks she's too big for the show. So, I hope she doesn't come back.
All right.
But didn't she also talk the crap after she left the last time and then came back?
That's a good point. Yeah. Danny makes a very good point. No Kim coming up.
No Kim.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. You win some, you lose some.
We could bring her out at the reunion, maybe.
Okay. That's a thought. Lekrim Cat said everyone is loving Kathy on Beverly Hills and wondering why she hasn't been on all these years. Are there other women that you think should absolutely be a housewife by now? And if so, who? We've discussed Marlo endlessly. Anyone else besides Marlo that comes to mind for you guys?
Can we get Nicolette Sheridan at all?
Nicolette Sheridan and also Heather Locklear. Rumored housewife, which would be amazing.
Yes,
it would.
Bring on one of Garcelle's friends that she brought on. Eddie Murphy's
Garcelle's friends.
Yeah, bring them on.
Yes. By the way, Sloppy Joey wants to know how you guys feel about Heather slapping Kelly Dodd with the lawsuit and the apology she was forced to make. Iconic or not?
I mean, it was classic Heather and Kelly. Loved it.
Yes. Yeah. All right, nobody looks forward to binging Bravo more than these four. But for this next part, I'm going to ask them to take a look back for a segment called Bring Back That Show. All right. Was that a banana on that TV? You will each have 10 seconds to make the case for a past Bravo show that you'd like to see make a comeback. Sasha, you are first. Put 10 seconds on the clock. Go.
I would bring back Southern Charm New Orleans because, I mean, John Moody, have you seen his abs? He wears a turtleneck so tight you can see every muscle. And it's a diverse cast. They're connected to the city. And they have
All right, Danny Pellegrino, you're up. Start the clock.
Okay, Kel on Earth starring Kelly Catron. I don't understand why Kelly Catron was ever taken off our airwaves. She's one of the greatest TV personalities of all time. She's friends with Leah. She could join the Real Housewives of New York, but I prefer a reboot of Kel on Earth.
Ronnie Karam, 10 seconds on the clock, go.
Texicana's great Hispanic cast. They had all the housewives trope, a pole dancing class, fashion show with no fashions, and a fancy wine tasting party in a grocery store parking lot. A parking lot!
Oh my God. Finally, let's hear from Ben. Ben, your time starts right now.
Okay, Game of Crowns takes place in, like, mom beauty pageants. There was a murder plot. There was restraining orders. There was, a private investigator. They had a fight at the baggage claim at the Tucson airport over jumpsuits.
Yes.
Airport.
I'm going to go with my vote is for Game of Crowns on that one. That was an underrated, undervalued show. Bravo, take note. I want to thank Sasha, Danny, Ronnie, and Ben for being here. Tomorrow night, it's Patti LaBelle and Hoda Kotb at 9:45 after Top Chef Amateurs. Watch our after show on Twitter right now.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sasha Morfa, you can find her at the Bravo Breakdown. Danny Pellegrino, everything iconic with Danny Pellegrino. New episodes twice a week. Ronnie Karam, Ben Mandelkar. Watch What Crappens, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Danny, Maya E. said you've had so many great Bravo guests on your podcast. Who's dropped the biggest unexpected bomb?
Oh, my gosh. You know, last season with Summer House, there was a lot going on, and a lot of it was happening sort of on my show. Like, I had Paige and Hannah on, and then I had Kyle and Amanda on, and I felt like a lot of the fights were happening sort of through the interviews, which was a weird thing.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if you'll answer. Anyone you've been really excited to have on and then disappointed by?
Yeah, there was one, and I don't want to say the name, but I think anyone who listens to my show knows exactly who it is. And, you know, she no longer has a show on HBO, but I won't say her name. But it was kind of I was grateful that she did my show and took the time. So.
Oh, boy. Sasha, Dallas S. wants to know if you were a Sopranos fan before you got cast in the prequel. And if so, was Michael Gandolfini eerily like his dad while playing Tony Soprano?
Yes, I've seen every episode. Sopranos is the best show ever. And he was a sweetheart. He was on set. Leslie Odom Jr. was a sweetheart. It was a great experience. You guys got to check it out. It comes to theaters in October.
Kate, congratulations on that, by the way. That's really cool. Kaylee S. wants to know if any of you have ever talked crap about a housewife only to be confronted by them.
You know,
yes.
I was not the nicest.
Well, yeah.
I was not the nicest toward Deandra. And, yeah.
You
what'd she say to you? What'd Deandra say? Oh, I want to know about Deandra.
You pissed Deandra off?
Well, I just wasn't always the biggest fan. And then I had her on my show and I said, you know, look, I haven't been the nicest to you, but we had a really great conversation about it. I think it was actually a really great dialogue. And yeah, I thought I ended up really liking her this past season. So, you know, we change on a dime.
Andy. Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What was I going to say? Oh, and Ronnie, what about you?
Oh, mine was Erica Jane. I saw Erica Jane at some opening for something. And one of our mutual friends was like, oh, you have to meet Erica Jane. And I was like, no. So she went and brought Erica Jane over. And I said, you know, you're being really cool. And I know it's hard when we make fun of you guys, you know, that you're being cool. And she goes, why do you do that? Like, why is that okay? Like, she kind of turned. I was like, wow. I said, you know, it's an art form on the internet to just be rude. It's called snark, you know? It's like, it's comedy about being rude and ripping on everything, you know? So thanks for being a good sport. And she was like, okay. All right, man, I get it.
Well, Ronnie and Ben are always willing to show off their stellar Real Housewives impressions. Case in point, Ben tweeted that he sometimes sings songs from Into the Woods as Ramona. While I wrap my head around that, I would love it if you guys would lend your talents to Clubhouse Playhouse. Ben and Ronnie, you'll be performing the iconic Mention It All fight from the Berkshires. Ronnie, you'll be Bethany. Ben, you are Ramona's act. You are Ramona. Actors ready? You may begin.
You have not been a good friend to me, all right? You have not been a good friend to me.
Wow, Bethany. Wow. Okay. Fucking kidding me, Bethany? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Okay? I have not been a good friend to you. Wow. Wow.
You came over this summer and you didn't mention my topless movie because you wanted to wait until you had an audience. Right?
Okay. Topless? Okay? You had sex on a waterbed? You kissed another woman? And you know what? I never mentioned it, but you know what? Guess what? If you want to mention it? Now I'll mention it.
Oh, you know what? Mention it all. Mention it all!
You bitch! Go ahead! You bitch!
Because you know what? I earn my own living. You don't even work. You don't even work. Hey.
You know what? I make my own money, okay? I didn't even have any money until you
I didn't have any money until I How many cases of wine did you sell this year, Ramona?
Who gives a okay?
You said a lot of things tonight, right? You said a lot of things tonight.
Oh, my God. You know,
the truth came out. The truth came out tonight.
No. You know what? The truth came out, and it's like, you're a bitch. You are a bitch. You're the Bethany you're the Bethany bitchy witch. You're the Bethany bitch. That's who you are. Good luck to you, okay?
All right. Well, this is a great party.
And scene. Oh my God, that was amazing.
So good.
By the way, I may have gotten it wrong. There may be a Kim Richards moment this season.
Stop toying with me.
Sorry.
Can't wait.
Yes. Okay. I want to thank you guys. Thank you, Sasha, Danny, Ben, and Ronnie. Look out for these guys all over the place. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.